Hello, everyone. I recently heard a story about a young Talmud who came to Rav Meir Stern, who's the Rosh Yeshiva in Passaic. And he was complaining that I just can't come to Daven. I find it so boring. It takes forever. Every moment I'm there is kind of agony for me. I want to change, but I just can't do it. So the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Meir Stern, answered, "So stop davening." The Talmud thought that Rav Meir Stern didn't understand him correctly. No, I want to improve. What should I do?" And again, the Rosh Yeshiva answered, "Stop davening. Just stop davening." So the Talmud wasn't sure what went wrong, but he realized that obviously the Rosh Yeshiva didn't understand him, so he just was quiet for a few moments of uncomfortable silence. And then Rav Meir Stern smiled at him, and he said, "You know, let me tell you a story that happened here in this Beis Medrash. As you know, this story happened about 15 years ago, and Rav Meir Stern told this Talmud, as you know, Passaic is a very growing community. It was growing. Baruch Hashem, more and more B'nai Torah are moving in or are staying, and many of the people who live in Passaic at one time or another learned in the yeshiva, and they feel very close to it. And even after Talmidim leave the yeshiva and they go to work, they still like to continue davening with the Talmidei HaYeshiva. They feel part of it. So some come every day, but mostly they come on Shabbos. And they daven here. And the crowds," Rav Meir Stern told this Talmud, "the crowds got larger and larger and larger, and it became very obvious that there just wasn't enough room in the Beis Medrash for all the Talmidim. They couldn't find seats. They had to stand in the aisles. It was crowded. The Talmidim were crowded. The Balabatim were crowded." So Rav Meir Stern called the alumni together, and he described the problem, and then he gave a solution. He said, "Listen, we want you here. You're our alumni, and you're so chashiv to us. You're so chaviv to us. We're going to make a new minyan downstairs for the alumni. The yeshiva is going to pay for everything. Everything. No rent, no electric bills, no maintenance, all expenses paid. The alumni are going to daven downstairs, and there will be enough seats for them. And the Talmidim will daven upstairs in the Beis Medrash, and there will be enough room for them." So that for a Shabbos, Kachavi, all the alumni went down to the Otzer, and they enjoyed this new arrangement. It was Rav Chostik, it was spacious, they bought new chairs, it was very nice. There was one person, one man who was a younger man who was an alumni of the yeshiva, who didn't leave the upstairs Beis Medrash, did not leave where the Bachurei of the yeshiva were davening. And he continued davening upstairs in that Beis Medrash. So after davening, he waited in line, and he went to say Good Shabbos to Rav Meir Stern. Rav Meir asked him, "Why? You know, why do you stay upstairs when all your chaverim and all your colleagues, everyone's downstairs?" So this man answered, "I can't. I just can't go downstairs. Davening here keeps me going all week." So Rav Meir said, "Really? Why? There's no shir, there's no shmooze. The davening is exactly the same. We start at the same minute. We end at the same time. What's here? What's here in this Beis Medrash upstairs that keeps you going?" So this younger man replied, and he said, "You know, there's one young Talmud who sits on my row, and watching him daven inspires me for the entire week. Please don't make me give that up." Now, Rav Meir Stern did not know what he was talking about, so he started glancing at the row different times during davening. And Itaka discovered that there was a Talmud there who was not davening longer than the others. He wasn't davening louder than the others. He wasn't shuckling. He wasn't doing anything else. But there was something about him. There was something about him that was obviously very, very inspiring. There was this Talmud who was really, really, there was something very dehubin, very uplifting about his davening, and it was really an inspiration to watch. So Rav Meir Stern, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva, wanted to get a klar daher, what's going on here? He wanted to understand what was about this Talmud that was different. So he called in the Talmud, and they started to talk. And the Rosh Yeshiva swayed the conversation until they started talking about the Talmud's davening. And the Talmud at first was a little bit shy, but then eventually he shared his story. And he said, "You know, the Rosh Yeshiva, I'll tell the Rosh Yeshiva what happened. When I was in high school, to say I didn't enjoy davening would be an understatement. I couldn't tolerate it. If I came, I walked in late, I left early. And one day, an older friend of mine in the Bates Medrash, who I played basketball with and who noticed my coming and goings, asked me a simple question. Do you care? Care about what? Care about davening. Do you care about it? Yeah, of course I care about it. I can't do it. It's too hard for me. I can't concentrate. I can't stay for so long. So this older friend asked me a question. He said, are you willing to invest 5 minutes a day to change your outlook on davening? 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day and it will change my outlook on davening? Yeah, I'll set aside 5 serious minutes a day. Fine, said this older friend. Choose a tefillah, any tefillah that you want. Start at the beginning. Start with Ashrei, start with Shemona Esrei. You could even start with Aleinu. Choose any single tefillah. Just start with at the beginning of that tefillah. For 5 minutes, slowly read from the beginning of that tefillah. Make sure you understand every word. Look up the ones you don't know in an art scroll. Ask someone. Every time you daven, when you come to your chosen tefillah, no matter how long or how short it is, pause and think, I am talking to Hashem. And then you could just say the tefillah as if you're taka speaking to another person. Say it. Don't chant it. Don't hum it. Don't sing it. Say it. Talk it. So this young bachur said, I followed my friend's advice and very, very slowly, but very steadily, I began to understand every single word. And I realized that I was taka speaking directly to the Borei Olam. It's hard for me to believe it, but now I actually look forward to every single tefillah. I'm not humming the davening. I'm not singing it. I'm not chanting it. I'm talking it in a regular voice, my special tefillah. This is the explanation that the Talmud who davened so beautifully told to Rav Meir Stern. And this was the answer that Rav Meir Stern now gave to his other Talmud who came to him and approached him and said, I don't enjoy tefillah. If you want to know how to daven correctly, you have to stop davening and start talking. Stop davening to Hashem and start talking to Hashem. Does it work? Of course it works. Everyone knows it works. Right now, I've been talking for 7 minutes and 33 seconds, which is probably a little bit longer than the typical Shemona Esrei. And not once did my mind wander. Your mind might have wandered. You might have been thinking about when's this going to end or what am I going to do next or if I'm supposed to make a right or a left or if I'm mixing potatoes or beans or anything else. But my mind didn't wander because I was the one talking and I had to concentrate. And if I start talking to Hashem just like this, then you could only imagine the results. I tried this after I heard the story. I picked a very, very short tefillah and I tried it. I stopped davening it. I learned it and I started talking it. And it changed my entire outlook. And I actually look forward to saying this particular tefillah. So ladies, I challenge you. You can try it too. I wish everyone a wonderful day. A good Shabbos. A kasiva v'chasima tova. A good gebenstier.